And so during the tribulation period, we also get movies like Cloverfield and all those other movies that show gigantic creatures, gigantic, horrible creatures. The movies like Pacific Rim as well. They're conditioning people to accept and to get used to the Nephilim giants that are coming. Because not all these Nephilim giants are going to be human-like. Some are going to be hybrid creatures. Some are going to be really demonic creatures. Some are going to be really just awful-looking, just horrible things. Just like the stuff that you see in the movie that Hollywood has been conditioning people to expect. And then you get those asteroid movies. They've already conditioned people to accept asteroids. Movies like Deep Impact or Armageddon. Already, we're expecting asteroids to fall to begin the downward spiral that will lead to the rapture period. But during the tribulation period, there's going to be at least two asteroids that fall from the sky. One that's going to burn a third of the earth and one that's going to poison the waters. And I'm sure that there's going to be even more because the Bible also talks about during the tribulation how the stars are going to be falling from the sky. So that could be asteroids, meteorites, or that could even be those man-made satellites losing their orbits. So somewhere the stars are going to be falling. During the tribulation period, the skies are always going to be falling falling with some sort of debris, falling with something, and so Hollywood has gotten people to accept that already. And then I also got into Pacific Rim, getting people used to the Nephilim, and then I talked about The Walking Dead and movies like Blade Runner and Mad Max. Mad Max showing a post-apocalyptic society, people struggling to survive in small communities outside in a destroyed, deserted world, a decayed world. And then you also get movies like Blade Runner that shows huge, massive cities where there's no daylight. Because after the rapture, I've talked about that in another video when I showed this particular thing. That's the rapture cloud coming down to take all the people up to heaven. But then the cloud itself stays. After the rapture, during the tribulation period, the earth is going to be one blackened cloud covering. So there won't be any daylight. They won't see any blue sky during the tribulation period, day or night. They won't see any stars. The Bible talks about the stars just disappearing. So during the tribulation period, there'll be one massive cloud covering where people won't see the light of day, just like in the movie Blade Runner. And also, false creators, that is science and technology. Science considers themselves to be God or godlike because they can create life, or what they've labeled as life, that being artificial intelligence. Movies like AI or Bicentennial Man or even Star Trek's character Data, they've all talked about how they believe that when a robot comes to life, becomes sentient, it becomes another life form. So human beings can take credit for creating a life, even though it's a robotic life. And there's all sorts of other movies, too, that talk about that. Ex Machina, I think, was another one. And all these other movies that promote science as being able to create life or prolong human life. Again, that's just fallen mankind being influenced by the fallen angels to use science to consider themselves as being godlike. So they create robots and machines, and they say these things have life. And I believe towards the end, the image of the beast will be some sort of machine or some sort of computer generated, whether it's a 3D hologram or whether it's an actual robot or whether it's just a 2D flat screen with a interactive image of the Antichrist. That will be the beast that that will be the image of the beast that will talk to the people and that will guide the people. So it'll be some sort of artificial image of the actual Antichrist, the image of the beast that will help to control the people. have already been conditioned to accept that already. To accept that machines are a life form. Thanks to Hollywood and TV. And then we also get movies like the First Contact movies, be it Star Trek or whatever, or all these other, there's more movies coming out where human beings are making first contact with aliens and stuff like that. And it's those movies like Close Encounters or E.T. Or even the Alien series or the Predator series. They're conditioning people to accept the fallen angels, to accept them as being friendly space aliens. So after the rapture, one of the things that I believe is going to be happening is that the Antichrist and the false prophet, along with Satan and any number of fallen angels, are going to be standing on the world stage talking to the people of the world, saying, it's these friendly aliens are the ones that did the rapture. They're going to be giving the credit of the rapture to the fallen angels, and they're going to be saying things like, it's the fallen angels that got rid of all those pesky Christians, got rid of all those people that are standing in the way of human evolution. And then they will turn on their Project Blue Beam hologram and show a fake rapture. And they'll say, see, there's the evidence. We're the ones who did it in the first place. There's no such thing as God. There was no such thing as Jesus. There's no such thing as the Holy Spirit. There's no such thing as Christians being raptured. It was merely the aliens getting rid of all those pesky Christians. So that'll be part of the grand deception, the great deception that's going to come about to everybody that's on the face of the planet. People have already been conditioned to accept space aliens as being friendly, helpful to human beings. And then also during the tribulation period, movies like Soylent Green and Cloud Atlas, they've already talked about that, about eating people or people becoming a food source. So a great many of the people, part of the depopulation, part of the internment camps, be they Christians in the internment camps or be they non-Christians in the internment camps, once those people are killed, their bodies are going to be recycled. During the tribulation period, there's not going to be much agriculture. So there's not going to be a great deal of food around. And so they're just going to be recycling the food source. They're going to be recycling people, like in the movie Soylent Green or like in Cloud Atlas that actually talked about people being recycled in the future. So human beings during the tribulation period, as part of the depopulation, they're going to be recycled. They're going to be turned into mush and fed to the people who have the number of the beast, to the people who are being who have been herded into those 10 cities. So cannibalism is going to become a normal part of life during the tribulation period. And for those people outside the cities as well, again, these zombie-like people, whenever they come across another person, a person is a food source. So these starving people outside the city walls, they're going to be eating other people, just like zombies, just like cannibals. And the world is already being conditioned to think about cannibalism. I've heard them joking about it in other TVs, in other TV shows and stuff like that. So cannibalism is being part of the conditioning. Okay, and I've talked about accepting machines as life form. Oh yes, and superhero movies. All these superhero movies. I believe it will be part of the number of the beast, part of the machines that man will be making. That they will say, oh yeah, if you accept this mark of the beast, if you accept machinery into your body, you will become a superhero. You will do things like superheroes can do. And I also believe that when a person accepts the number of the beast during the tribulation period, they will be possessed by a demon. And so when a demon possesses a human being, they can do things that regular human beings cannot do. I don't know if they'll be able to fly, but I believe they will have super strength. And thanks to Hollywood trickery, again, Hollywood can make it seem like if you accept this number of the beast, you will become a superhero. You will have superpowers. You can fly. You can do all these amazing things. So all these superhero movies are conditioning people to accept technology, to enhance themselves, to become super enhanced super beings, superheroes, superhuman, superhumans. And I talked about the 10 cities. You get movies like Judge Dredd, and there are also other movies out there too that talk about mega cities or large cities that hold a population. Movies like The Maze Runner or Divergent. Those movies have been conditioning people, or even The Hunger Games. They've been conditioning people to think about moving into large mega cities rather than just small towns and things like that. So again, Hollywood is conditioning people to think about living in those 10 capital cities that that the Bible talks about will happen during the tribulation period. And then the actual Armageddon. And I will end it off on this. I do go into a bit on the millennium, but I'll save that for a whole nother video because I can see this has already gone past half an hour. So thanks for sticking with me. So anyway, I will end this off on Armageddon. And you get movies like Independence Day 1 and 2 that have gotten people used to thinking about one big final battle. And that's going to be what's happening at the end of the tribulation period when Jesus comes back. If you noticed, on the very first Independence Day movie, whenever the human beings face an alien, they say things like, as soon as they look at it, one of their expressions is, "Holy God," and things like that. You will notice in Hollywood TV shows and movies, whenever they use the name Jesus Christ or God or "Oh God," it's always in a negative way, or they're always looking at something negative and saying the word Jesus Christ because they want to mentally attach a negative thing to the name Jesus Christ. Or if there's some sort of evil alien, they will say something like "Holy God," again attaching God to something really evil. That's the way Hollywood has been conditioning and brainwashing people. As the or if they see something sexual or something sinful or something pleasing to the flesh, they will say something like "Oh my God," using those words "Oh my God." But again, it's part of Hollywood conditioning. So anyway, the Battle of Armageddon is when Jesus and his angelic servants and his earthly servants will come down and defeat Satan and the Antichrist and the beast and all the people there to defeat all the wicked and evil people. And so Hollywood has been also conditioning people to fight against aliens. We have a lot of movies where we see where we see the army pointing their guns up at the sky trying to destroy the aliens. And of course, mankind always wins in those movies, trying to condition the people for the final battle at Armageddon, where the people of the earth, at the end of the tribulation period at Armageddon, they're going to see Jesus and the angels coming down, but they won't see them as being holy. They will see them as being evil people coming to take over the planet, as evil aliens. And Hollywood has already conditioned people to fight against anything coming from the sky, except for the friendly aliens that will take credit for the rapture. So anyway, that's just a short list of some of the movies that I believe Hollywood has been using to condition people. And if you want to leave a list in the comment of any other movies that you can see that are helping to condition people to live during the tribulation, to accept the one world system during the tribulation, to fight against Armageddon. Just go ahead and leave the list. But right now, everything that Hollywood has produced, ever since the movie Metropolis, that Fritz Lang movie, that was one of the very first movies that showed artificial intelligence, and it showed a one big mega city being controlled by an all-powerful group, and it showed working class slaves. And even in the evil laboratory of the professor that created that robot, you can see on the back wall, you can see the inverted pentagram, the satanic pentagram. So ever since the early birth of Hollywood, Satan has been using that to condition people to accept an ungodly lifestyle and to reject anything godly. And so I believe that wraps it up for this little spiel about Hollywood catching prophetic visions that come from the Holy Spirit, as well as Satan using Hollywood to condition people to accept life during the tribulation period, to accept the number of the beast, to accept technology into their bodies, to accept friendly aliens and to reject unfriendly aliens, to fight against unfriendly aliens, and to accept friendly aliens as being part of the whole evolution of mankind. Okay, and I think that's about it. So hang in there, people. The rapture's right around the corner. We still got to go through the transition period. Whatever global event is going to come about, it's going to wake up the eyes of the world, whether it be an asteroid, volcanoes, whether it be a global earthquake or a combination of the both, or a fake third world war. Either way, something is going to happen that's going to affect the entire planet, and it'll bring the planet into chaos. And out of that chaos, there'll be martial law. And out of that martial law, the Antichrist will rise. And when the Antichrist rises, he will bring peace and safety to the world. And when the world is relaxing, saying, oh, peace and safety, that's when the rapture happens. That's when sudden destruction comes upon them, and that's when the day of the Lord starts. So hang in there, folks. Not that much longer until then. So keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I hope, as a believer, as a Christian, as a servant of Jesus Christ, I hope that you're not just sitting around waiting for the rapture. I hope you're doing your duty as a servant of the Lord, that you're helping people out there in the world, just being a good example of a Christian. Oh, I hope you're spreading the gospel, because that's what Jesus' servants are supposed to be doing, spreading the gospel, spreading the Great Commission, and we're just supposed to be sharing the love of Jesus out there in the world. So wherever you are, I hope you're sharing the Bible, I hope you're sharing the gospel, spreading the Great Commission, being a good servant of the Lord, and you're not just sitting around twiddling your thumbs waiting for the rapture. I hope you're being a useful servant out there. Otherwise, if you're not being a useful servant, the Lord is just going to say, I didn't know you, and you're going to be left behind, and you're going to have to prove your love to the Lord the hard way. So I hope you're doing your utmost to spread the gospel and to be God's hands and feet down here. Or at the very least, I hope you're on your face and on your knees, and you're praying every day, hours a day, for the lost and the hurting. So that's it, a gentle rebuke for you believers out there. I hope you're not just sitting around watching YouTube videos looking for the latest rapture video, looking for a tribulation video, that you're out there, that you're actually being a use to Jesus and to our Heavenly Father. And I think that's about it. So thanks. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening. The end is almost here. We're at the beginning of the end. So rapture will be here sooner rather than later. So take care. Stay in prayer. We will see you in Jesus' kingdom somewhere over there, or maybe even up in there. Alrighty, take care. Remember, Jesus rules.